Les bras morts. Remarkable Ramaz over here. Yes, Omrin. To also lachtos or age takas kedera shall goya. Lefi shehem evashtin behem pomim cholo pomim bosar. Tamachata takas kedera shall law. Bole de bishul bosar vachol. Look at that. Amazing. Comes up a kiva again. With the following comment. Koshali. Hoena machavin levashal. Rak lachtos or age. That's what's called Avashena Miskavin is Mutter. Ava the Suffolk the Ovar, Kimo Hocha, Timyesh Bikdeira Zubalua Bosa Vachola, Bechitu Zer. Bevadei is bashal. There was a suffix shema, ein bo b'liyas basa b'cholov. What's that? Suffix in what? Not in the future, but a suffix in the what? Or basa in the what? In the past. Zeh mikri psik reisha. This is called a psik reisha, Rabosai. So it's called a in our sprach in the yeshivas they call it a suffix psik reisha lisha ova. Okay, Rabbi Kiva is a suffix the ova. Suffek psik resha de ovar. So, what would you say? Is it us or is it not us? So, Rabbi Kiveg is saying over here, apparently, the Ramah must hold over here that in fact it is us. This comes up in the Chushabis, in Simon Shin Tez Ayin, similar to Shaila, where the question is raised, can a person cover, let's say, a shoebox, takes out his shoes, and wants to put the cover back on the shoebox. What could be wrong with that? Ah! If there's a fly in the shoebox. There's a fly in the shoebox. So you put your cover, you're trapping the fly. And he served Seder. Oy, oy, oy. So the Taz talks over there, is this mutter, is it aser? Should we say it's a psik resha? It's not a psik resha, because it's a she'ovah. When I was a Talmud, ha-moreinu, ha-arav, ha-goin, ha-barin, salaveshik, zechat, tzadik, levrocha. He gave a shiurim, and I was in a shiur with on Gittin, my first year in the yeshiva. But then he gave a shiur in the summertime. Yeah, we were crazy enough to come schlep around on the trains to come to a shiur in the summertime. Baruch Hashem, I came to his shiur on Shesech the Shabbos, and he said over this Taz, and he said over this Rabbi Kiveg. And he said, based upon what his grandfather, Reb Chaim Brisker, said, we can distinguish between Shabbos and Bosa B'Cholot. Chaim said that when it comes to Shabbos, because the principle of Malechus Machsheves, it has to be something which you know is going to happen. If you're not sure what's going to happen, then it's not a Malechus Machsheves. So Rav Aaron Zechatzalik Lebrocha said, that svara applies equally to Psik Reisha B'Sha'ovah. You don't know. You don't know. It's not a Malechus Machsheves. So therefore, maybe we can argue, even if it comes to the fly in the shoebox, it'll be mutter, because of svara Malechus Machsheves. When it comes to Basa B'Cholah, but there's no such Basuk, then we could argue that Rabbi Kiveg is correct shot in the Ramah, that Sovip Segresh L'Sha'ovar is in fact a problem. For those who want to look at it a little bit further, take a look over here in the Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Avram. Yad Avram. Yad Avram says, you know, he quotes a Gemara about the Zohar Yud Beis. See, there was a Jew and a Goy. There were two pots on one stove, and they weren't worried. What does that mean? But when the Yisrael is Chotek de Rosso, it's also under the Kedera of the Goy. And the Chazal weren't worried about Bishul Basa B'Cholof. So he wants to know why not. There's a few reasons. One, Stam Kalim Shal Nachrim Eina B'nei Yoma. Okay. And therefore, it's what's called Eina Ben Yoma Ota Ben Yoma. We'll get to that later at some length. You cannot use a pot even if it was used more than 24 hours ago. That's as far as eating is concerned. But they never made a gzera with respect to bishul of the balua besocha, of what is stale taste more than 24 hours old in the walls of the pot. That's reason number one. Okay? Here's another following kasha. How can you kasher a kli How can you kasher a kli is balu of basar b'cholav? By kashering the kli, that itself is going to be a is an official of basar b'cholav. How can that be? He says, "Ein lochosh hazeh chenkos of hashach siv katan yudches." He says, "Zechumra bi'alma ve'en alum nizharim b'zeh." That's a couple of reasons why people are somewhat lenient in this respect, but the Rambam actually quotes this din, and we don't have these things anymore. Right? But when you're in a goy's house and he's cooking himself, I mean, in the old days, the Rambam, but Kivega, these things were much more realistic than I can't remember my life ever having a shiloh. I never stoked coals and anything. Not a Jewish pot, not a Goyish pot. Who stokes coals nowadays? Who in this room has ever stoked a coal once in his life? Yeah?
On the grill.
Oh, you guys grill. I forget. Yeah, my kids grill too. I never grilled anything in my life either. I don't know how this grills me. This is a new fashion. Grilling and queuing, and there's another word for it. I forgot the whatever the shyness that they use these days. Good? Okay, so you have a shiloh. So don't go to grill by a goy, because you may have a basar b'cholav. I don't think you've done it anyway. Okay. Very good. Okay, good. So again, we see over here, it's balua. There's one reason why we can be mekel. It's not be'en. Then also, maybe the guy never cooked basar b'cholav. Maybe it's ein ben yomo. Maybe it's b'tel b'shishim. So it's completely a chumra b'yalam. Plus, the b'kiv eges cheshbon, as we said before, that it's a suffix segresha, which may itself be permissible. Fine. That's Ramon number one for today. Okay, good. That's done. Ramon number two. He's going slowly and patiently through the Ramos. Old Kosu. He's an anonymous machmir. The ein la'arev mayim sheidichu bem klei basar. You have the water from washing the fleshic dishes and the water from washing the milchic dishes. You shouldn't mix them together to give to an animal. That's how we started off. They need the derech bishul. If it's not hot and hot, it's not considered to be derech bishul. There's no iser in the first place. Fetter b'kivega. He's always Rabbi Kivega is always jumping over here. He's on these and yonim. He has what to say. Zok the heliga b'kivega. Koshali tim kain milvad. You see it on shachites. Milvad hano litzel le'arav mitam iser bishul. So this official, the place he asks the kasha. He quotes from the place there. Be honest, and actually he asks his kasha before Rabbi Kivega. So he has a following chiddush. Ulei Yesh Lomar. You looking inside? The Mari Shamayim Shebishnei Akelim Heim Shishim Keneged Ho'echot. And the Osir La'arev Le'honetz Mimenu. Having Mevatel Issa L'chatchila V'osir. The Dina Ne Mevatel Rakli Nachchila V'ano. And Yebishel Lomatzinu Kein. A dying tzarachim. Wow. He's saying a chiddush nifler b'kiveg. The problem over here is it's batel b'shishim. So there's no real iser. But it's ein batel chatchila with respect to the iser of hano and achila. That's what the Ramah says. You can't have any hano from it. With respect to bishul, we never heard of this concept of ein batel iser l'chatchila. Quite a remarkable answer of Rabbi Kiveger to this question. That's a remarkable answer to the question. Wow. Then it says, "Uveminchas Yaakov Kosav." Do you have it? See, I have a different. Do you have your Rebbe Kivega?
No.
See, that's the problem. When I have black print, you have it. I feel very bad. Mine has black print. Who has my print? Who ends at the word of Adayin Tzarachin? Raise your hand. If you end over there. Who keeps going? Who doesn't vote? A lot of people didn't vote. It's election day coming up. Everyone has to get ready to vote. I read you what it says. "Uveminchas Yaakov Kosav the Marish Enon Roskin." The af kevan lohavi derech bishul muter b'ano, mikomakom osu la'arev b'yodayim lehonos b'menem. It's another chiddush. Even though there's no formal iser ano, okay, if you have pre-existing basar b'cholav, there's no iser ano. But you go out of your way to to mix the meat water and the milk water out of your way to mix it together, that's some kind of an issa. We don't know where the issa comes from. Who made up all these issur? Not exactly clear who made this issa up, but that's what's quoted over here from the Minchas Yaakov. Good. So it's interesting. It seems to be, if you go back to the original sources, the Mefarshim who talk on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and on the Tur, that these various Hagos and Ha'oris, and they tell you that there are really two different sources for this din. On the side of the Ramah, or they give you various, who says it? Oh, Tosfu. Where did it come from? It says over here, the Ma'arivayel is the source. Someone's called the Ma'ariv. Ma'arivayel is someone's referred to as the Ma'ariv. He is a source for this din in the Ramah. So on the Ha'oris, they say as follows. Look at the various sources. The Ma'ariv is talking about roasting. It's Nisar Hanah. There's also an Issa Veheter and the Torah Schatos are talking about Sonanin. Here it's also about no, must be Roslim. Has to be. That's what the Mefarshim say. Good. This is what it says. Now we're at Bosai. Let's go a little bit further. Because this keeps right on going. We're gonna see. We'll read the whole Ramah and we'll come back and analyze a little bit, and then we're gonna move on to the other Sif because we have a schedule. Let's read through. Old Kosvu. Shakli Sha'osan Bo Mayim Lachafifa Sarosh. Ain the Shamish Bo. Dosan also me Efresh Alakira. Urgilasu Lisavisham Bosa Bachal. Uchenesh Lesso Gamke Lishamish Menakadera Shalatanur Shabet Zahor Fisham the Nitzim Aleim. The Fum Bosa Bachal Menakadera Shabash and Batadurim. But the Evan and Lokash Bachal Zer. This whole thing is all chumrus. It's all considered to be in the category of chumrus. I'm not going to spend too much time analyzing all these chumrus. Some talking about chaticha nasis nevela. That's a phrase which we're just touching on. This is going to be coming out of your ears, Rabbi Osei. I give you my word. We just start the new sugya, we get the siman tzadi beis. The whole siman is all about chaticha nasis nevela. The whole siman. You'll be hearing it again and again and again. So I'm just giving you a little preview. We mentioned it last time in our previews, if you will. But I don't want to go into it right now again because I just want to try to finish this these inyanim briefly, because otherwise we'll spend the whole time on these inyanim. There is an issue over here. If it's basa b'cholav in the Afer, which is a discussion, once again, the same kasha we keep asking before. Why isn't there an Iser of Bishul when you heat the water? That's a good question. Should we have the Issa Bishul in the same story? Oh. So, this leads to a whole discussion of no sin tam lefgam. Once again, not going into all the details, but you all know, and no sin tam lefgam is a negative taste. The question, how does that apply to Basa Bacholov? Is it a problem? Is it not a problem? Take a look at Rabosai in the Gilyon Maharsho. This you all have, Rabosai? The Gilyon Maharsho. Everyone have it? Gilyon Maharsho? He says, I and Taz Simon Sadehez have come to those. He's a great kasha. That Taz is going to save the day. Save the day, Mamish. I get many, many shoutouts from people. Oy vey, I was washing the dishes. I found fleshiks, I found milchiks. Why in the dishwasher? Gewalt. What's my first question?
Soap.
Very good. Soap. If the soap, the pot, does soap taste good?
No.
Soap. We used to have a punishment by washing. No. You never punished that way? I spoke about it on Shabbos Shuv. I was speaking about how the parents have to be taking care of the children, and there has to be a certain measure of discipline. So you have to be careful. It should be midah keneged midah. So I said, one of my sons was sitting there, that when my children would do one of two averis, we would wash the mouth with soap. And I said that's why there's an OU on the soap. Why is an OU on the dishwashing soap? What do you need it for? Obviously, they figured that the parents would use the soap to fulfill this mitzvah. What were the two averis? Biting. or bad language. Chet ha-peh. And if people were all smiling and everything, you know. My son was smiling in the corner. Yeah, all right. And then the next day, or we, I get a, you know, my Baal Batra, a list of my brushes. Guy pulled up something from the New York Times. I kid you not. The guy was put in jail, I think. He got angry at his girlfriend or his wife, I forgot what, who was cursing and cursing. He tried to convince her to cup, but she wouldn't curse, so he put soap in her mouth. He was arrested. this is a little mitzvah, the b'dicha, sir, about seven. Okay, fine. The world changes. So soap solves all the world's problems. The tazen is considered to be pogum. So the question over here, gewalt. See, so what's happening over here? First, it's pogum because the tshuva is tzemach tzedek. Hocha also lechatchila leshamish kidin kol tam lefgam to also lechatchila. Look in tzemach tzedek. What does that mean? That knows in time of God, and I asked the lady, you use soap? Yes. Okay. So, but the yeah, but all the dishes are kosher. But over here, you want to create, doing this lechatchila, you're taking you're using this certain afer, which was mixed in with basar b'chol lechatchila, that's not allowed. That's what the Gilead Marashah says. All right? Shouldn't do it lechatchila. That's an interesting question, whether it's true or not. It's a long question. A long question. There are those who say that the Tzemach Tzedek is incorrect. And there's a whole tumult. And some say that there's an Isser of, we'll get to this also by Riches. There's a Gzeira Eino Ben Yomo Otu Ben Yomo. That's our Gersin, the one last half of Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't use a pot or a dish which is dormant for more than 24 hours, lest you do it in a pot which is been used in the last 24 hours. It's called Gzeira, Eina Ben Yomo, Otu Ben Yomo. And the question becomes, is that apply to any other pagam? Some different pagam, which is not a matter of time. Oh, 24 hours lapsed, 24 hours didn't lapse. It's not a real pagam. Something else is put into the pot. They put ammonia or something else, which is a pogam. That's a question, whether they made Gzeira in that case, or they did not make a gzera in that case. Good. Fine. One more thing. The shach in Sukkot Chaf Aleph. Just trying to make a few highlights here. The shach says, "Av lechatchil, it's only chumer b'yalma, but the Torah schatas that by kedeva shom matris and lahachmer afilu lechatchila. Why? Shem the af and hoya nitz. If something was spritzed on it, some basar acholov." When it's on the fire, it's a kashering process. Once again, jumps in Rebbe Kivagan. I don't know if I have it in my black print. I don't know if you have it. Kashali, even cheres is l'shtari b'libun. Although you can't do, hagala. We discussed it last time. Hagala works, but libun, hagala doesn't work for cheres, but libun does work. Pesachim naflamed. It's called magzal the kivshonos as well. For cheres, hagala wouldn't work. You need libun gomur, and the hasakal shenataner will not reach the high level of libun gomur. I think we said it was supposed to be 700 degrees. Moshe said it's considered to be libun gomur. Comes to matchis, it's enough to have what's called libun kolshu, what's called libun kal. So these hasakos will reach that level. That's what we had suggested. The problem, of course, becomes this is raised by Rabbi Feivel Cohen Shlita in his biurim. Wait a minute. There's water here. There's no water in the pot. Chas v'shalom. It can ruin the pot. It could even make a fire. Chalila v'chas. So you have to have water in the pot. So the water is going to cool it down. So it doesn't reach this level even of what we call of libun kal. That's a serious question. Yeah. So we're not exactly sure what this means. And we made a brief reference based on our inference from the biurim of the Bari HaShulchan, that if Basa B'cholav or Nitas together, one after the other, within 24 hours, do you need a Libun Gomer? Get an impression from the biurim that no, you don't need a Libun Gomer. Why not? Because since Libun Gomer is only if I have tray for meat, and it goes on a fire, on a, what do you call, barbecue, grill? Oh, you guys, the expertise. So chas shalom, you have to train for grill, you have to have libun, because it went in on the fire as treif. Basar b'cholav, the basar was kosher, the cholav was kosher. And it's possible that even if they were both went in on the fire, it's still a possibility that Hagala might work. Again, it's a Hagala question, which we'll get to between that in one day. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up that this is a remarkable concept. Fine. We mentioned before that it's a Chumra B'Alma. There almost is only a Chumra B'Alma. Chumra B'Alma. And the question is, why is it no Gzeir of Eina Ben Yomo, Oto Ben Yomo? And there's a whole Arichas. Just mentioning briefly. Again, just highlights. We have to go on, but this is a remarkable Tup Dinam and Ramah with many, many horrors. We're going to go on our merry way to go back to the other Inyanim, which we have to talk about. Let's start Sif Tes. Sif Tes, Rabosai. Cholov anintza bekeva. Eino cholov. Umutur levashel bo bosar. Afilu betzolo shaba. Viyesh misha oser vechei noag. This is a whole new story, Rabosai. A new story. We're now away from the what we call the chumras of the Ramah. And now we're back to something which has a very strong basis in Shas. Take a look just for one source. This one source, Tosfos Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Just open the Gemara. Only we haven't opened the Gemara yet. It's busy with Chumash of Ramah, which really have coming later. But Sif Tes with King the Gemara. It's always important to have a Gemara and the basis of it. You learn the Shulchan Aruch, and how things come from the Gemara itself, or the Rishon. Okay. So you see over here, Tosis is talking about a Mishnah. Let's start the Mishnah. Rabbi Osei and Akuf Tezayin, the last line. Kevas Akum Shal Nevela Harezu Asura. Hamam Edvio Kevik Shakshera. Somebody asked me to make this today. Why isn't this possible? Cholof? Right. It says over here, there's certain situations, again, a different gear source in the Mishnah proper. So we should see Rashi. Again, Kevas Akum Shal Nevela Rezu Asura, and a Mamad Be'or Shal Keva, the word Shere doesn't belong probably, using Keva Nevela. So then that's a problem of what we say of no Santa. Okay? Frektoisis, Tema. Look at Bamatoisis. The Gemara Meforesh Tama. What's the reason for this din of the Mishnah? Gemara Mebei says, "The Asur Gvinas Akam Meishem Amidin Osam Or Keres Nevela Ma'ir Nevela Afiluk Sheir Anami." You have to your Maimit milk with meat. V'Yeshlama Enoch Anami says, "The Mishnah Basa B'Cholav Lo Hayu Osam Bisafe." As we said before, the Derech Mishnah is the Torah. According to this, I told you by Smedish, if you know for a fact you have kosher, rennet from a kosher animal that converts milk into cheese, the cheese is also rich because you're mamed cholav and bosom. And we're because we don't know, so take it to Rabbanon the Kula. Believe it or not, right? Post that so. We'll come to that a little bit later on when we discuss three sheetahs. In the next, there are a lot of three sheetahs. That's going to be a recurring theme. Three sheetahs. But we're not up to that yet. We're first up to what's found over here. The end of the mission. Sheva sheyonkum in atreifa kevos asura treifa sheyonkum in aksheva kevos muteres meshakonus b'meyel. Okay, so you have a kosher animal, and the animal before it was shechted, it had consumed the milk of a treifa. Okay? So it's awesome. It's a avad, it's awesome. It's treifa milk. Treifa milk. It's a problem. The question is, what's the bottom line of this? Of this, is that really true? So the Gemara has a discussion. Are you choshesh for the yonik with a treifa? Yes, choshesh. No, choshesh. And in the Gemara, in the middle of the sugya, the Gemara says as follows. Omer Shmuel, when they mouse through Gavinas Akam Nation, I mean also Or Kavis Nevela. Or Kavis Nevela. The skin. That's treif. That's Nevela. Hokeva Gufa Sharia. But the Keva itself, not the skin, would be permissible because it's inedible, presumably. What's the Lokash? Kan Kodem Chazara, Kan the Acha Chazara. More here doesn't explain fully that in Mesech Avodah Zarah. Explains a little bit more what this Chazara was. Backed out, and the question is going to become La Locha La Maisa. How do we paskin all this? So, having given us all this background a little bit, Toysias Akasha Chochi Garcina, the Chol the Gears is Ukasha Masnis in the Tnan Ksherish Yonkim and Atreifa Kibos Hasur Bryce the Leel of Kuftes. Right? Why didn't the Gemara say that it's not a problem? Omer Rabbein Natan, the famous Rabbein Natan. Tani mili cholav tzolul shebetel hakeva. Lo choshev pirsha. Aval akora shebetel hakeva choshev pirsha. Also akora shlefi dvarav afilu v'nimlach betel hakeva is muster. It's going to tell us the distinction between the milk that came straight from the udder of the nevela, and now it's found in its original form in the stomach that retains the status of being not kosher, whereas once it becomes what's called koresh, it starts to congeal, it becomes more different from the original form of the milk, then it's permissible. That's one sheet which is found over here, the sheet of Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is a sheet. Now, if you look in the Rush, once we have the Gemara open, let's take a look on the Rush, where this is also found. Simen Nun Beis. Give a look at both sides. Simen Nun Beis. Again, we'll be quick with just a little bit. Rush goes through this sugya a little bit, but just towards the end of Siman Nun Beis, because I don't have time to go through the entire Siman Nun Beis. He quotes the Girsa of the Rif, Girsa of Alpha Zal, the Chen Pirshel Shmeita the Kchal, etc. The Dekeva Shabishla Bechava also Konam Chazor Nishnes, the Chen Torah Lomu the Girsa of the Ksheir Shagam and Atreifa. Kevasa Asura Kono Chazara Nishnes. Once it's a Chazara, everything is mutter. Says the Rosh, V'lo Mashma Kein. The Rif said so, but it doesn't sound that way. T'ksheva Shiyonka Men HaTrefa V'HaTrefa Shiyonka Men HaKsheva V'Mashma Shenishnu Kiyachas V'Yal Shnei Meforash HaTam Meshe Konos V'Meyeho and the different Girsos. Then he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Make the distinction between Pirish of Yama's Chol of Akarish, that's junk, but the Mishnah is referring to Chol of Solul, which still is Chol of Gomer, and it is in fact prohibited. This is the opinion of, once again, of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is founded at the end. It sounded like the Rosh actually agrees with Rabbeinu Tam. One more source, that's the Ran. So we saw Tosis, we saw the Rosh, only for which the Ran give him equal time. The Ran can be found in the old print that's referred to over here in this new Shulchan Aruch. Let's look on the Ran. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph Vehilchus. Okay. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph Vehilchus. Give a look. Those of us have the new Gemaras. So it's on page Kuf Chof Hey. Once again, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Ein the das Rav Alfas is out. Who kosav? That Mishnah Rishona, the Mishnah Achrona, Kema Shebishta Bechalva Muteres. Halacha, everything is mutter. I feel a bit solo. Even bit solo. That's what it says. So different gear sauce again. So the riff is mata even bit solo. Rabbi Natan splits. Solo, which is clear milk, is prohibited. Korosh, which is congealed milk, is permissible. Those are two shitas so far. What's the third shita? Let's open the Shulchan Aruch now and see if we can see what shitas we can find. Rabbi Bosa, give a look. Open the Shulchan Aruch if you don't mind. Simon, again, Pei Zayin, Sif, Tes. Obviously, the riff in the Rambam, he usually likes that. V'yesh misha oser. Right? Zok the taz, Zion, pirish bit solo dafka, das rabbein l'tam. V'rashi oser afilu korosh. Okay? So the Ramah passed like rabbein l'tam, the Mechava passed like the riff. Who follows Rashi? Here you got him. The Marshal. The Marshal. On what basis? Taz quotes it in Zion. Kula gedola lahate bekorish, among other reasons, kimi odea mashir akrisha, efshar filu l'sforoso davke emu korish emu lachluchas chol of klal. Because of Rashi. It's not like it's a whole Rashi for two reasons. One, because Rashi's right. It's osur. And number two, if Rashi, in theory, even if in theory Rabbi Natan is right, but in practice, how do you draw the line between that which is congealed and that which is not congealed? So for these two reasons, the Marshal is Machmir in the Shaila. Okay, so it's a tremendous Chumrah, more than anyone else holds from, but you know, the Marshal is known for his Chumrah, his coolest. He doesn't toe the line of everybody else. He has his own particular opinions, and that's what he says over here. He has his own sheet, following like Rashi. Fine. It's a whole discussion according to the Rambam. Again, not going into it right now. We mentioned it last time. Is the Cholav Mekabel Tumah, Tumas Ochlin, yes or no? So we came to a conclusion based on Achronim that the milk, even though it's royal Achila, it's not what we call Omed Lachila. And therefore, it's permissible. It's permissible. That's an important Yisot. With other degree. Or disagree, I'm just mentioning it very, very briefly. Adkan Sif Tes. We just went once over lightly. Let's turn our attention now, Rabosai, to Sif Yud. Sif Yud, if you don't mind, Sif Yud. Everyone turn to Sif Yud. What's in Sif Yud? Sif Yud. Cholav Hanimsa Bekeva. I'm all right. So I jumps in already. Lechatchila and lechanichol bekeva, ad sheitzdan and acholov. So hakeva, but yada enough to that. For ad shenimlach bekevasa, o sheomad bo yomechot, which is called kavush. Osur lahamid bo. Now we're starting to. Now we get into the real type of the mamid. On both sides, there's a principle, which we'll discuss shortly, called davar amamid, afilu be'elef. Low bottle. That seems to be referred to over here. Okay. Vimhamid, the Ramah writes, Imlutzolol osu cholagvinos ad sheishishin b'cholav shemin negad akeva asura. Up until 60 times. Vaya shishim b'cholav akol mutter. Vaya akeva kurusha eno seres klum. That's what we saw before in Sif Tes. I feel the Hoya Shishim Bechalav Negad Akeva. Ema Akeva Tzolul, Mitchila V'Nikrash, Yesh Ladin Tzolul, Yesh Mekilim Azeh, Makash Yesh Lahokel, etc. This is a Sif Yud. So let's analyze a little bit what the Shach says in two places, and then we'll go on. First, we're going to turn to this Taz and read it Sifkot Yud. Koshali. If you taf tasif kotan yud, the das a rosh a kosav kein ladato, she kosav besimin tzadiches in the Torah. The min b'mina b'shishim, as the Beis Yosef says. V'kan ma'ayel nimalicha, v'rosh v'yolei ben simen kufei, v'kamaduchti, dein malicha oseres, also b'gadei klipa. Got to these topics, barichas, as we go. V'bishol dafka b'in shishim, if it's cooked, you need shishim. So it must be, let's chazer again, tzorach lomar, the kevan sheyesh kan cholov, habek yisr shomein, also l'horosh kolach haticha. What does that mean? Let's give you again, this is a good chazar as well as comic attractions. The way that you have full transfer of taste is what's called bishul. Everything is submerged in water. If you have what we call tzli, which is dry heat, this is roasted, or melicha, more as an expression, meliach kiroseach, then it doesn't go all the way. All those kadei klipa, kadei netila, a fairly small amount that it goes in. However, the Gemara has in the Sechta Chulin that a davar shamei is an exception to that rule. And once again, we're going to be discussing it later, but just to get a bit of a coming attraction, turn to the sugi here in Perek Gid Anosha, if you don't mind, for a minute. I just want to show it to you. It's always good to see things inside. The Gemara says, on Sadi Vav Omid Beis, the last four lines, Yerach Shem Nisbashel Gid Anosha, famous. The Gemara says, Nisbashel Ba, Avol Nitzla Ba, if it's roasted, Kol Efi Yochel Ad Shabigel Yigligit. Just take a little piece off. I fek the Gemara. Says Gedisha, Salo, Bechelbo, also Lechel, Afim, Rosh, Osno. The whole thing is us. Shani, Chelev, the Mefa Peya. What's Mefa Peya mean? Spreads out. So whatever that's it spreads out. So the question that becomes, the Taz is raising that question over here, on both sides. Dava Shami. So we saw in Simu Kufay, it's Mefa Peya. There are those who think differently. So the question will be whether even the chol is mefapeya. Whole discussion. Okay. It's against the kufay chol. Not the v'shamei. Tzorachi and Rav Liashiv says the Taz. Ends up with a Tzorachi and Rav. Comes a shach and blasts him from all sides. Here in Nekudas HaKesef. What's that? An important sefer. The Nekudas HaKesef contains the Shach's questions against the Taz. We'll read it slowly, very slowly. Kosherly. Lo kosher midi mikama taima. His question is no question. Why? Chod. To iyu gufe kosher, the Taz himself, the Kaman Simen Tzadi Yalav Sekot Zayin, the Das HaRosh, the Kol Dova Shetzorach Klipa, Velo Shayach Be Klipa, Kulo Osur. When there is a klipa, you can't do the klipa, the whole thing becomes prohibited. That's number one. What was the question? The question was the only kadei klipa. Why is it usher more than, why need shisha for it? It's only usher kadei klipa. The first answer is, well, it's only kadei klipa, but since you can't do a klipa, the whole thing becomes awesome. Answer number one. Inami. Answer number two in the Kudas against the Huaker. The Shani Ocha. Kevin Shekonus Besocha Keva Venimlach Besocha Kashir Sheyitnu Ala Orav Yartiach, which is a particular amount of time, less than 24 hours. Domi Le Kovush V'Osir Kulo. Kovush is Kimavushal. That's like I'm always saw before. Meliach Kiroseach. Did I show it to you? Meliach Kiroseach. Here's a Gemara Bosai. Meliach kiroseach, it's on Sadi Zanim and Beis, on Mashmul 10 lines down. Meliach kiroseach, kovash kemavush. Meliach kiroseach, kovash kemavush. What's the difference? Roseach, which is of tzli, doesn't go more than a kadei netila, fingers worth at most. But kovash is kemavush, it goes all the way. If something is soaked, normally it takes 24 hours for the soaking to create the transfer of taste. That goes, permeates the entire item. Over here, he's saying a chiddush in the Kudas HaKesef, Rabbosai, that there exists another concept of kavash kamavushal. Not 24 hours in water, but a much smaller shear. Much smaller shear. Sheyitnu al arvi atiach, a few minutes, whatever it may happen to be, if it's in a sharp liquid. And obviously, since it's salty, consider it to be sharp, consider it to be kavash, kavash mevashal be kula. That's what he said, because the Beis Yosef means the same thing. That's answer number two. Number three, Odi Shloma, Lokoy ala Omer Bayom Shalim, 24 hours. That's all. So you have three answers to Shach, why it's Aser B'Shishim, again, either because there's no cleat, but it's Aser B'Shishim, or it's a kind of a kovash of in a brine, which doesn't require 24 hours, or even it was here for 24 hours. To the question of the Taz. Again, the Taz's question was, what do you need? Shishim over here. The Ramah says, in Hamad, also called Venus, Shishim. What Shishim? You only shouldn't need Shishim over here. It's only a matter of a Klipa. The first answer of the Taz is, of the Shach, Kuzza Kesev, is that you're right, Klipa, but if a Klipa can't be identified, if it's in liquid, you have to answer the whole thing on Shishim. And the second answer were, it's Kavash, either Kavash, like the equivalent of brine, in a shorter period of time, or it was there for 24 hours, like water, like milk, like on water. Okay, this is what the Shach discussed over here in Chulas HaKesef. Now the next Shach, here in Sif Koton Lamed. Again, we're going to go slowly. Ad Sheshishin B'Cholov. Klomar. Ad Sheshishin B'Cholov Shehemen V'Nasu Divinos. That's what you're going to eat, the cheese you're going to eat at the end of the day. Neged ha-cholov shahoya b'keva shenestra keva mishin basa b'chol. See, this chol has to be 60 times that chol. Okay, very good. That was the question which the Taz asked, minas b'shishim, etc., etc. L'chor ha-kosher, amai sagi b'shishim. Look at this, you gotta love Agadol. The Taz asks, why do you need shishim? The Shach asks, why shishim enough? Isn't that beautiful? Rambam said something. And he's attacked from both sides. You got it. This is our Chachmei Yisrael. From both sides. I repeat. Rambam says, Shishim. Taz says, who needs Shishim? Shach says, why Shishim enough? What's the problem? Ho acholov shebekeva osu mi'atzo shenasas nevela. V'achinami amino and l'kamon v'esh kuf alef. They didn't t'chatich arul l'skave elim yisru ha-machos atzmo. Go nevela basa b'cholov. Ad kan. See that basa b'cholov is not an extrinsic iser. That somehow one got into the other. No. Once they combine, comes an independent davar osa. For a raya, it's called chaticha asur l'skaba, which is not batal barov, because it's an intrinsically important item. As opposed to something which is only imported from the outside, we don't apply that principle of chaticha asur l'skaba. Fine, very good. Frek the hele geshach, v'im kain, kevan shu davar ha-maimid, I feel the be'elaf lo batal, who can mash the cost of the sifir alf. Sifir alf is all about that din of davar ha'maimid. I feel the be'elaf lo batal. What a great kasha! What a great kasha! What a great kasha! And he quotes Rishon who say it that way. That is in fact a davar ha'maimid, and I feel the be'elaf is lo batal. Shiyah! What a great question. Great question. So the Shach gives two answers. V'yei Shloma. So as far as the Torah, what's the Torah? The Torah holds Davar Amayim Bata B'Shishim. Rabbein Natan. He denies the whole existence of Davar Amayim. There's no such concept. That's the opinion of the Mordechai in Simon Tashla, quotes of Shach about this. Fine. V'yeshlomas, we don't hold like the Torah. The dafka davar ha'mayim she'osu mi'atzmo mamish. Now, why do you hear the word mamish? It's the babish, everything is mamish, you know. We should table it, so I'll go into that better. Why do you throw in the word mamish? Because basa b'cholav, in certain respect, is considered isa machmas atzmo. That's considered chaticha v'rudus gavet. But it's not isa machmas atzmo mamish. That all said and done, there is a combination of an outside item which is being absorbed inside. not mamsh. If it's nevela, or kevus nevela by kvinas akum, then I'm minan labatul. Mashen ken ocha sheena mayim and osam yatzal mishum tarovas basa b'chov lachein botil shapir rabosai. Wow. Wow. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Take a look at it's in parentheses, this answer number two. In parentheses, which is unusual. That's how we found it in our the parentheses. Let's read it together, okay? Look at it in the parentheses. Vafilu inema de basa b'chol av bamsh shenesar adei bish choshuk gugufa shal iser v'meimido achakach also b'mashu it's iser machas atzvo manish to use his words, doesn't matter mikomakom hocha kevan lo nesar ela al yedei melicha v'kovosh te eino ela medirabonon svile lo harav d'ramo lo choshuk gugufa shal iser Linen sheyesar b'mamid kol shehu. Very fascinating. Fascinating. What's he saying? Bas v'chol of d'oraisa is considered an iser atzmi. Bas v'chol of d'oraisa. Bas v'chol of d'rabbanon. Not a distinction between d'oraisa and d'rabbanon. Interesting. Okay. This is what he's saying. Fine. This is the Shach again here in Sifkaton Lamid. Again, he asked the Kasha, what happened to the din of Dover Hamayvin if you live Elaflo Bottle? So what are his two answers? Either that Basa Becholov, despite the fact that Issa Machos Atzvo with respect to Chaticha with the Skabe, is not Machos Atzvo Mamish. Answer number two. Either it's mas machas aso mamish, and would aser as a davar amaymin, that's basa b'chol of d'oraisa. Basa b'chol of d'rabbanon is not so powerful. It's not considered to be an iser machmas aso. That's what he suggests. Okay. Good. So now, Rabosai, we have to discuss one more matter in Sif Yud, before moving to Sif Yud Alf. Again, it's a very brief chazar, just some of the highlights, just to give you a little bit of a refresh. Take a look at both sides, Sif Yud and the Rambam. Or Akeva, Lif'amim Molchin also, Miyapshin also, Benasaka 8. Umalam also cholov mutter. The miachash and its yavesh have ke eitz bialma. The ain bo lachluch is bos. It's mamish. It's like it's dry as wood. Dry as wood. So in this kind of situation, and it never made any exams. Yeah, it's an interesting concept. Dry as wood. Okay. So what do you say about that? Dry as wood. Huh? What do you say about it? Interesting concept, no? So we have this idea that something is so dry that you have a reason to be lenient about it. The question, of course, becomes why? Two reasons. One, if it's dry, nothing comes out of it. That's all. It remains what it is, doesn't lose its status. But de facto, practically speaking, nothing comes out of something which is as dry as wood. However, the or itself is still considered to be basar, and you couldn't eat this or with chalav. I don't care, it's dry. It's irrelevant. It's just dry as wood, doesn't matter. It's less a shame basar. It does not exude anything, nothing comes out of it. And therefore, it's not a problem with chalav. Now, of course, the question becomes: so, what are you doing over here? If it achieves some level of maimid, how does it do so? That's what it sounds like over here. Well, it It's not from the lachluchis. There is no lachluchis. It's from what they call the charifus and the chamitzus. It has the status of basar for certain things. That's what this post are talking about. Fine. However, there's another shot. Once something is yovish ke'et, it loses its status completely. Nifsam achilas kelev can even eat it itself with cholov. And as a matter of fact, the post can point out, this pshat is based upon a shach in Simon Kuf Yudal. Just those of you who have the green Shulchan Aruch, which I don't have, you can turn, if you will, to the shach Simon Kuf Yudal at Sivkot and Chav Aleph, who want to be matir eating this basar yovesh based upon this Ramah. Based upon this Ramah. So they're two completely different pshatim in this issue. Oh. So now, it's important to look a little bit more and see what the poskim say about these things. Because we have to see a Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva is Sivkotan Yutes. Pischei Tshuva Yutes is a little bit long. We're not going to read the entire Pischei Tshuva. It's a little too long for us, but a little bit. Just a little bit of an understanding of what this is about. Okay, Rabbi Osai? Pischei Tshuva. It'll sound familiar to you when you start reading it. You'll see some familiar themes which you will recall because they have a sort of personal touch to them, which you don't usually find in Pischei Tshuvas, these kind of areas of halacha, but here you will find something. Pischei Tshuva is the following. Ayin Shach Sivkot Lamed Gimel. Starts the Shach Lamed Gimel. What does Shach Lamed Gimel say? We should read it in the Shach Lamed Gimel itself. What does it say in Shach Lamed Gimel? Oh, you shouldn't rely upon this lachatchila. Of course, the question becomes, why? If it's nasa ke'etz, why can't you do it even lachatchila? So this is all a bit complicated to see what it's all about. Okay. So now, see what it says. Pischei Tshuva. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva about this. Simon Reish Zayin. Zedavka hecha de leka shishim. Ava be'iga shishim. For leka chashash akwidin ein about this lechatchila. Mutu lehamed bo lechatchila. In other words, the shach is afraid when there's no shishim. What if you make a mistake? Let's take Pashup Shah. You may make a mistake. You think it's the siyavesh case, but it's really not. So it'd be a real disaster on your hands. Because you may be a potentially for daraisa. So therefore the shach is machmor lechatchila. But over here, Rabbi said, with his shishim kenegdo, and you worry about bitlis lechatchila, which is not itself such a serious violation, so then if the combination of it being batel b'shishim with the worst case scenario, and bitlis lechatchila, and it looks to you yovish ke'etz, so in that kind of a case, we don't have to be so machmor. Not a chasam sofer, as you may remember, it's small, and you see this. Ben toira echod, tzitchik alei shaita. Chasam sofer is about the personal dilemma of a ben toira who has no money. He can't make a living. Ein parnasoso ki measias gvinas. Umevakesh lahamtzi loheta lahamed hachola b'or keva. Ki amoda b'keva b'lo or mekalka la gvinas. Kam tzorog zman rav. He wants to use the or. Tells you how they did. Zem aseyu. Akashin is Yabsha or Akeva. Chosen of Mirachin also the Maya Vyan Sovereign. It's as dry as wood. Then they somehow soften it once again with water and schnapps. Bachakach Motzin alachluchas mea or Atomachov. You squeeze it out into the milk. Vizorokan or you throw the skin out. Umea mitzazer. From the wood was squeezed out. Nigmara Hamad al Tariyota. Oh, it's great rennet. Does a great job. Says a chasam sofer starts with a strike. Ein nira lahamtzi heta mipnei sha'or k'for nasa yavash geitz. Why not? Number one. Man leimolon dehigiyah ashir hazeh. That's already the shach. Who says that? It's really that dry. But number two is the kicker. The yod. Tahacha shechozer u'misrachek ayadei amashkin dino kibosur mamish. Oh, what does that mean? If it was dry as wood, it was refreshed, it's a problem. Apparently, we work with an assumption, Rabbi Osai, that the shame basar was not lost complete. Once it's lost, it's lost. No, the shame basar is still there, just that nothing comes out because it's just dry as a piece of wood. But if it can be reinvigorated and now it's soft once again, then it goes back to the status of Issa, which it never really lost completely. Why is this relevant, Rabbi Osai? It has to do with gelatin. Let's give a very brief summary of gelatin, not barichas, but a brief gelatin. What is gelatin? It takes it from bones, which are as dry as wood. Rabbi Chaim Oizer wanted to be mekel, and he said atzamos should be mutter. If you look in Shulchan Aruch right over here, talks about Siv Zayin. Vashal Shulya or begin about Tzomos Vikrit Kanayim Tlafayim Arakim Potter. It says Potter. It doesn't say Mutter. It says Potter. So the question becomes Gvalt. Here it says Potter. So there's a distinction which could perhaps be drawn between Tzomos Arakim and Tzomos Hakoshim. That's what Chaim Moses says, based upon the Din of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Tesef Aleph. To the contrary, the Atzamos Koshes are counted towards Heter. Oh. One could say, this is what the Minchas Yitzchak writes, that even though they count towards Heter because they don't get out any taste of their own, but they themselves might in fact be prohibited. At least mid the Rabbanon. So that heter is not such a clear heter. Again, the heter of Atzamos is not clear. So it might be also. Second heter of Chaim Oizer is our Amor. The gelatin was made into dry as wood in the middle of the processing. Mamish. Yomish Gate. Problem is, Rebbe, also we said before, and we saw in Chasam Sofer, but then it's later on, it becomes once again made soft. Made into the gelatin. It's made soft again. So therefore, that heter is also not such a pasha the heter. Oh. So then, apparently, when they process the gelatin, they make it completely inedible by mixing in very, very sharp acids. And lime, whatever it is. So that's okay. It's inedible. Questions though, still some posts can say, and I'm going to give you a very brief summary. Some posts can say that that's true if it remained that way, and even if you try to bring it back, it might still be true if it lost its shavuos to begin with. But if when you made it inedible, you was omeid to become edible again, that's the nature of the process, becomes inedible in order to become edible again, then perhaps it would be prohibited. You don't say it would lost its shem. No. It's made to fix something else. Pasha ipshan and sugi psachim. Since it's roar lechamea bo isos acheros. You're gonna do something else with it. So perhaps it would never have lost its issa. So here too. So the gelatin story is still a big dispute. Then we come to a discussion what they call ponim chadoshos, something brand new, totally new. And there's an example given of when an egg converts into a chicken. It's considered to be something which is totally new, based on the sugya in Temura, daf lamed aleph. And the question is, when you take this gelatin and so on, make it a fancy process in the lab. Is that considered to be ponim chadoshos or not? So Reb Chaim Moses says yes, and the Minchas Yitzchak says no. It's hard to argue. Then he started talking about the issue of musk, if you recall. Big talk about musk, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rosh and the Sechta, Brachas, and it's not completely clear what the Pesach is. Bottom line is that the Mishnah Berurah there is Mekel, others are Machmer. I recommend that you do not use the gelatin, because it's a serious problem in Halacha. But there are Mekelim. So you shouldn't make fun of those who are using this kosher gelatin, which we would consider to be non-kosher. I just threw out some of the halakhic considerations in this very thorny issue of gelatin. Good. So now, Rabbosai, we are up to Sifrei Aleph. Sifrei Aleph. Let's read together. Im hamid gvina ba'or kevas ksheira im yesh bo tam basar asura im labu teres against the Tosis. Which is why I show you your Tosis. Kuf tezayin asks it even if it's mamid ksheira without a tam. The mechaber is mekel against Tosis. It's true. He's mekel against Tosis. What is his source? His source is Shitas HaRambam. Where can you find the Shitas HaRambam? Take a look at the Ran. The Ran, we went before, was called Membeis or Membeis. Kevas. See, something's inside. The Ramasal Kevas. There we go. It's really, in my edition, it's the Ramasal Gemara. Gemara on Kuf Chavdal and Al print, then Beis and Beis in the old print. Which says Gemara? Hiksha Rabbi Yosef Alevi'za. Amay Yitzchuk Shmuel, the name like Baor Kavas Nevela. Afilu Or Ksheira Nami Titzer. Shambasa Becholov. Vainish Elohim. The answer is no. Basa Becholov is only even no same time. Kidit Nan Bemas Nisin. Hamamid Baor Kava. Right? Okay, was the veil according to one girsa? Im yeshbo benosin tam asura. So he has a girsa keva, not the veil. Right? Doesn't belong. It's of course talking about the bach over here. Some of the word ksheira. Some of them have nothing. So then it's only benosin tam. Umishum or kevas nevela neseres bekoldu. The cave and the ukumi kamokim, which called over our maimed, it makes from the milk of the cheese. Makes it stand up literally. Maimed stands it up on its legs, because milk just falls to the lowest level of its receptacle. Cheese can stand on its own 2 feet. Yeah. Low bottle. Amishim basa b'chol avalek alimei marachi. B'chol emas lo yoiv taimo. La basa b'chol avu. Elahai b'yabe koi. Vahai v'yapikor, so writes the Rambam. That's amazing. It means that he's saying over here, Chiddush Niflo, that there's no Isser of being Ma'amid Cholov through Basar. Doesn't exist. Against our Tosfos Kuf Tezayin. If you know for a fact you were Ma'amid Cholov with the Pesach Ksheira, then the cheese is kosher. Against our Tosfos. If you use Besan Nevela, then the cheese is trade because Davar Amamid, Afila B'Elef, is low bottle. Now, does everyone agree that Davar Amamid, Afila B'Elef, low bottle? Or is there someone who disagrees with that as well? Maybe there's someone who thinks the whole thing is not true. Always good to see different shittas. Take a look at the Shach, Sivkot Lamed Hei. Back to our favorite iconoclast for the day. What's his name? Come on. You have it twice already. Who's against everybody? Mashal. He's going against everybody. The Chumrah, against everybody. The Kula. The Mashal wasn't afraid of anybody. He passed things. He saw them. Called them the way he saw them. It's against everybody. It never bothered him. Take a look over here in the Shachs of Kotlam Lamed Hei. Remember the last time he saw The Maharshal was the biggest machmer in the world, if you recall. It was machmer like Rashi, by Cholav Akeva. Now he's going to be the biggest mekel in the world. Maharshal posted at the end of Lamed Hei in the Shach, the very end. Perkal Abasa, Simukuvav, Dafilu Hamamid Beor Kevas Nevela, Botel Beshishim. Ah! It's Batal B'Shishim. That's incredible. It's batel b'shishin. Shita's a marsha. That there's no iser of dara. The iser, what we call dara maimed, doesn't exist. However, before you jump down on the marshal, if you look at the dog of Rabbi, he says, Rashi chul tuta zayin lebeis, harizu asura, mashma gadasa marshal. Okay? Rashi's throwing in b'midol lo batel. Why? It's a chadavar ha-maimid. Apparently Rashi doesn't hold from chadavar ha-maimid either. How do you like that? Could be Rashi holds that way. Interesting. The previous marshal, who was the biggest mach when the world, was also like Rashi. The marshal descends from Rashi. Am I correct? Anybody knows Yichus? Yes? He keeps running two cases where he's holding like Rashi. Just, everyone else. Rashi didn't even make the cut into the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, both in Test and Yalav, called the two Shitas. In one case, in the first case, he didn't quote Rashi because he was too much of a machmir. He doesn't quote Rashi, too much of a mekel. And in both cases, Mashal is like Rashi. You gotta love it. Mashal. This is the three opinions. There's an interesting question, Rabbi Osai. What is the nature of Dover HaMaimed Afilu Be'elef Lo Botel? It's a very nice din. How serious a din is it? I'm asking a question. How serious a din is Dover HaMaimed Afilu Be'elef Lo Botel? So the Chasam Sofer suggests it's a din Doraisa. You know why? It's like Tam Ki'ikar. Tam Ki'ikar, we will discuss Belinat of Arichas when we begin the next man. And I'm thinking already ahead. The first line in Hilchos Taruvis, that's the next man I'm supposed to do. The first line is Tam Ki'ikar Daraisa. That means that something would have been Batel Berov. We pass the Mimimim of a Daraisa Batel Berov. We pass the Sheba's Rashi, it's unique. Passes Batel Berov. If you taste it, it's Ki'ikar. You know why? Because it is discernible. How is it discernible? Because of the taste. Your taste buds discern it, notwithstanding the fact that you can't see it. We have many chushim, right? We have many sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with, right? One is sight. Can't see this. Got mixed in, and you can't discern it. You can't see it with your eyes. You know, right? You see it with your tongue. You sense it. If you don't sense it with your eyes, you sense it with your tongue. That's Tam Ki'ikar Daraisa. With me? What if I can sense it with my hands? Chush HaMishush. The five senses, correct? Sense of touch. How so? Well, it used to be milk. Put my hand in there, it got all wet. Now I put my block of hot cheese. So therefore, the rennet is discernible since the result is a block of hard cheese as opposed to a cup of milk. It's also considered to be discernible. Maybe it's considered to be a shalav d'oraisa. So suggests the Chasam Sofer, the tshuva, Simon Pei Aleph. That's the same tshuva. We read about the poor ben yeshiva, nothing to eat. And that same tshuva, the Chasam Sofer suggests that Dover HaMaimed Afilu Be'elef Lo Botel is a din d'oraisa. That's a serious chumrah. Okay. Go on to the entire Arichas over here, but that's what the Chasam Sofer says over there. That part was equal to the Pesach Tshuva. That's what he says in the same Tshuva. Simen Pei Aleph, and many poskim say that's the Rabbanon. It's the Rabbanon. It's not a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'Rabbanon. Take a look over here, Rabbi Osai, in the Prima Gadol, Mishpatzo Zov Sifkaton Yud Kimu. Da Danan Kaimalon Mamid Ulatay Mavidi Ein Betelim. What's the difference? Ki maimid kaimalon tavirak midirabonon uvetaima. If it's bottled b'shishu, it still tastes it anyway. Yes, omrim david dover dvar Torah kol shenigash hatava filu be'elef. You taste it. So the sense of taste is a daraisa. The sense of touch, if you will, This move from milk to cheese is only a din midrabbanan. We don't have to meet us in the situation of suffix, things of this nature. But this is an important halacha to understand that the machlokes of Dolei HaPoskim, what is the status of Dover HaMaim? Is it Aser midaraisa, or is it Aser midrabbanan, or is it Mutar Legamri? She does HaMarshal based upon the Rashi. What's the nature of the Isur of Maimit? Pasha Pshat, that the Dover HaMaimit is not batal, because it's, as I said before, it's discernible. If it's discernible, then it's not batal. Not batal. What will happen if I remove it completely? I'll have a Dover HaMaimit, it'll do its magic, it'll be Maimit, and I'll remove it completely, 1,000%. There's nothing left. According to what we're saying now, it should be mutter. Aye, but it achieved its desired end. It made the milk into cheese. Very nice. But the nature of the Easter is not that it was maimed itself. No. The nature is double maimed by the flow bottle. But he took it out. This could be very relevant in some of these manufacturing processes where they make a diamond, they take it out completely. I'm not going to go into all those protein right now. But I want to discuss one more nekuda on this particular topic. Talk about Dover HaMaimit, what about Lechatchila? Can you use a Dover HaMaimit Lechatchila? This is an interesting question. Is there a problem using a Dover HaMaimit being Maimit Lechatchila? That's a question. So the Kiveger talks about this a little bit. He wants to know, very nice, but the evidence, okay. But why? You're eating milk and meat together, bottom line. So the Kiveger says that in this particular case, since the amount is less than 60, so even if you decide to cook it together, there's still not going to be an Easter Doraisa. So then, perhaps it's mutter, even the chatchil. Take a look on the shach in Sipkotin Lamed Gimel. The shach Sipkotin Lamed Gimel, we said before, is asad lechatchila. Lechatchila ein lasas kein. And there's a whole discussion of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. So Rabbi Kiveger says, look, the stakes aren't so high over here. It's probably never going to be shishim, and it's also k'eitz. So we put the two together. It's more even the chatchila. Adkan. This a final point. Rabosai is the next Ramah. Ramah says as follows. Ramah explains the mechab. Should the dover also be atzmo ma'im and afilu be'elaflo bot? But then he adds. V'davka shlohoya sham ma'im and acher raka osu. Alam hoya sham gamkein. Maimin heter, havi zevize goreim, hu mutterim ika shishim neged ha'osu. This is a very important concept. Zevize goreim is a whole sugi mesechta about the Zara, and the question is, how do we apply it over here to this situation? We'll discuss it for a few minutes. When we apply the principle of zevize goreim. Oh. So, take a look at Rabosai in the Taz of Kot Yud Gimel. Zeh v'zagor, zeh lomat, the dark emotion of Ramo got it, the mashkosef of Mordechai, simen tavshin lamed gimel. I would open the Mordechai, but we can read it. It's quoted verbatim in the Taz. We'll read it here. Rabbeinu Baruch hita mitam acher. We'll see soon. the Isa can't do it on its own, then everyone agrees it's mutter. Well, you had an impression. Even if the Isa can do it on its own, maybe it's mutter anyway. Oh, the Ramah got it from there. The Lama the Ramah can the Yesh Siyum and Ahet HaMutter Afapi Shefshar Shiyeh Gam B'Yisr L'Chuk L'Elish L'Hamid Zeb is the Gorim. I said Ramah understood based on the words of the Mordechai. V'Teim Oli the Muchak Midivri Abayim M'Avod Azor Kol HaSlamim Daf Mem Tesim and Alf the Lo Mikri Zeb is the Gorim Ela Im Ein B'Echod Me'em Levad Kedei L'Chamitz neither can do it on its own. Uva Zeb Pligi Rabbi Lezer Rabban Akamel Demutter. Avlam Yesh B'Yisra Levad L'Chametz Lo Mahani Mashim Aseir Lo Aheter Ein Zeh B'Chal Zeh B'Zeh 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 Im Kein Lo Yovel Kan HaKol HaVakorosh Im Lo Shu Ba'Ofen Shabar Lanu Shalo Hoya B'Tzolu Levad L'Hamid. Doesn't sound that way from the Ramah. Wow. But he's not happy with this. Taz is not happy with the Ramah. That's the question. The Ramah seems to be against it off on the Tosfos. That's the cash. Oh. So, what do you say? So the sefer called the Yad Yehuda, which was a more classical sefer, has the following logical distinction. The case of Tosis that he quoted is Mechamed. What's Mechamed mean, Rabbi Osai? It causes the dough to rise, right? Something along those lines. There, Rabbi Osai, it's Shayach what he calls Chimutz Achar Chimutz. Chimutz Achar Chimutz. So therefore, it's endless. Keep getting more and more, I guess, Chomutz means lilies. Chometz is fermented, more and more fermented. So therefore, as long as the Iser was strong enough to create Chimutz by itself, we attribute the entire Chimutz to the Davar HaOsim. But over here, Rabbi Osai, in our case, there's a limit. Once the milk turns into cheese, it's cheese. You can't make a cheese cheesier. It's hard cheese. That's it. Done. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, we say that the hardening process is a joint project, if you will, of both the Davar Aser and the Davar Mut. I repeat again, the Yad Yehuda Svar. Something which can only be done once, and there was two contributing factors, Aser and Mutter, so we have to say it's a joint project, so Zev Zagram is Mutter. Something which is endless, so then we'll just, you know, we'll attribute the entire status of Isser to the Davar Aser which is able to do it. More was done, so more was done. More can be done. That's a fascinating svara. It's an interesting svara. And the bottom line, he suggests we should be mitzaref the Shitas HaShach, Sivkotin Lamed Hey. Take a look. Of cotton, lamed hay. His or the veil of chayotzva she'osu be'atzmo, came and shub amen on her own kilo isu be'en. And he quotes the marshal. So maybe the marshal should also count for something. She's a bit of time along those lines. I'm not going to go into it at greater length. The problem, of course, becomes Rabbi Osai, gevalt. Every case of something which is a Zev Zagorim, for example, how can it be permissible l'chatchila? A mevatlin isa l'chatchila. Rabosai. A mevatlin isa l'chatchila. Oh. Wow. It's going to come out, Rabosai, that we're in deep trouble. All these cases, you only matter Zev as a Gorein, you're going to still run afoul. You're putting a little bit of tray for stuff in. So you're Mevatel Yisrael Chathchila. What's the din? We mentioned it briefly the first time around. Not only is it an aveir on the person who did it, Rabosai, when we get to Mishum next month, it's going to come up a little bit this month too, it's going to come up maybe this week even, that a mevat and islachat chimes in the Gemara and Gittin and elsewhere, it even be the yevid lo botel, catch this, very important, for the one who did it, and if anyone for whom he did it, lo ulemishen is batel b'shvilo. So if somebody does it in a factory and is doing it and puts an OU on it, Zeva Zagara, put a ZVZG, stamp it on the Zeva Zagara. Gevalt, I can't use it because it's a mevat. He put it in the chatchila. It's a mevat in the chatchila. Put it in shalom. Either Gemara. No. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I'm talking about other cases. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is referring to a situation of you have different branches of different trees, a mutta tree, an us tree. You put them together, you're markiv, things of this nature. So I'm not going to the whole sugis in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Hivrich, hirkiv. There, the Isser itself never got mixed in. It yields a fruit, but the be'en is still sitting on the ground. But over here, Abosai, you run into a problem. Emevat and Isser lechatchila. A very, very serious problem. And the post can deal with it. I was mentioning to you from the biurim of the Bari HaShulchan, he raises this question. So these are some of the highlights we've discussed today. Just a very quick chazar of some of the highlights of the second half of Simon Pezai. And I'll leave that here on Sunday. I want to complete the Chazara and discuss Simon Peches. Peches is really short. Pezai is the hardest. Peches is only 2 sifim. Peites is only 4 sifim, but I only want to chazar the first 3. We didn't know the 4th sif. Peites of Dalid. It's the next topic. That's going to fit in a little bit more with Tzadi Aleph, which gets to Tzadi Beis, and Tzadi was skipping. But Chal. It's about an udder. Has anyone ever eaten an udder here in his life? I don't think so. So some, we may have to refer here and there to a Vegas. There's someone who's in Alumdus. But not necessarily Chal, because our time is somewhat limited in what we're doing. So now on both sides, we have to make at least an initial decision right now when the Bechir is going to be. You need time to Chaz that we spoke. Rabbi, how many people were not here Erev Yom Kippur? If you were not here, raise your hand. Well, most people were here. Okay, so those who weren't, did you get the notes yet, or the tapes, or the, you did it right?
Just some people missing, also a bunch of
people. Not even here now, right? I think about 10 guys absent today.
Yeah.
All right, so, but who prefers having the Bechir on Monday, which is the original date? That's my preference, but I don't vote. Who prefers postponing it until everyone settles in? I don't want to give it the final decision because maybe the people will come and they'll think about it again. They really want to take Bechir on Monday, so it's still a possibility. But the possibility is, I want to be as upfront and transparent as I can, the possibility of a postponement of the Bechir. If the Bechir is postponed, if Timtzaloma, so I want to make up a time after which, that's it, the kola kitz, I can't, we have to start doing new stuff. No, I'm going to make suggestions. Yeah? What?
Tuesday.
I think if we postpone it, we should postpone it till.
What about if we have it on Monday and if anyone wants to take it?
I want everyone to take it at the same time. I want everyone in the room at the same time. Not that I'm worried about you're cheap to get into graduate school or something like that. This is not. I plan to walk in and that but I don't. That's not my style, but. I thought we should be all given on one day. So if it's not given Monday, I make a radical suggestion. I told the Dovi before, and that is, I give the Chicago's chance to give them more time to Chaza, and give the Bechina the